Hello and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I am Byron Walter, back again after the weekend. We have a lot of news for you today, but first I want to encourage you to download our app and watch our new YouTube videos, Business Matters with Amy Smith and the Memorial Day Arts and Crafts Fair, featuring artists from all over the region. Now on to the news. We have a lot of it, but first, a word from our sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're gonna get that, and then we move on to sides. I wanna get some chips, and I want to get some salsa, and what else am I gonna get here? I'll get some extra guacamole, and move on from there. Soups and salads, what's soup of the day? Let's have that, we'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out, bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man, okay, click, that goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor, let them know Jesse sent you.
And thank you for that word from our sponsors, High Point Solar and Astorgas. All right, in the news today, a lightning-caused cow track fire is being managed to achieve multiple objectives. Mono Basin, California, July 22nd, 2023. INYO is currently managing a lightning-caused wildfire named the Cow Track Fire. It was discovered Wednesday evening, July 19th. It's currently at a fourth of an acre. It is burning at a slow rate, and it will spread in light to moderate to consume fuels consisting of Jeffrey pine, sage, brush, and sandy pumice soils. The fire is being managed for multiple reasons, including removing fuels to reduce wildfire severity risk and improve Jeffrey pine and surrounding ecosystem health. Quote unquote from Stephanie Heller, I am pleased the analysis of the area adjacent to the Cow Track Fire has found it suitable for managing a naturally ignited wildfire to meet forest objectives. Fire managers will be standing up a Type 3 fire organization of approximately 70 people to manage this fire and safely and effectively contain it to a 360-degree acre or less, quote-unquote, box, with a less aggressive fire suppression strategy. The total number of acres burned could change depending on the availability of resources, weather forecasts, changes, and fire behavior. There is no threat to any structures or property or people for that matter. It's located to a previous fire, the 2019 Springs Fire to the south and the 2001 Crater Fire to the northwest and the 2012 Indian Fire to the north. So it looks like the threat is pretty low on this fire, the Cow Track Fire. We will update you as they continue to contain this naturally caused fire via lightning. In other news, Tioga Road, the continuation of Highway 120 through Yosemite National Park, is open to vehicles. But camping is limited. There are still lots of road repair projects to be done. Vault and portable toilets are available. There will be no water, no stores, or no food service. So make sure you prepare for that. And no fuel. So make sure you fill up before you enter the park. Let's go ahead and text YNP traffic. That's Yosemite National Park traffic, YNP, to 333-111 for updates. That's extremely exciting. I can't wait to get up there, enjoy Yosemite, and see Tuolumne. In other news, in Mammoth, we all have heard about the housing and how it is impacting our local Eastern Sierra citizens. The community is invited to join the Mammoth Lakes Town Council to discuss local solutions to create additional local workforce housing. Extremely important stuff. I have friends that are directly impacted by this. I mean, we all are. The meeting will be held at Weston Monac Resort, Thursday, July 27th at 5 p.m. It is open to the public and will be facilitated by representatives from the Sierra Business Council. No RSVP is required. Remember, it's the Weston Monarch Resort, 50 Hillside Drive, Thursday, July 27th from 5 to 8 p.m. Do you know what a healthy forest looks like? Develop your curiosity and connection with nature through forest bathing, a journaling practice while walking the trails of Valentine Reserve. The event is at Valentine Eastern Sierra Reserve, 1016 Mount Morrison Road, Mammoth Lakes, California. It's on Wednesday, August 16th, 2023. It's from 6 to 7:30 p.m. It's $10 for non-members and free for members. Each person must sign a waiver upon arrival. The hike might be moderately strenuous, between 1.5 and 2 miles, with a 500-foot elevation gain. Please bring water, sunscreen, and a hat. There are no dogs allowed on the reserve. All right, we all know that 395 has a lot of construction on it right now. So here's an announcement from Caltrans. Eastern Kern County on State Road 14 for 1.1 miles north of Red Rock Canyon to 3.3 miles south of Freeman Gulch Bridge. Crews are installing rumble strips and stripping the roadway. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. There will be one-way traffic control with a flagger, and drivers may experience 20-minute delays. In Inyo County, Olancha Cartago Project. The traffic alignment on the existing US 395 of Cartago has shifted between Willow Dip and Ash Creek Bridge. This area will have a 45 miles an hour speed limit, so slow down and be safe. In Mono County, there's Bridgeport emergency work on 395 between Buckeye Road and Twin Lakes Road. Crews will repair winter storm damage by grinding out potholes and repaving asphalt. It's going to start on Monday, August 14th. Once work begins, there will be 20-minute delays. And then there's the Topaz Lake Emergency Repair Project. It's on 395, approximately 1.9 miles of the Nevada state line. Crews are realigning a 0.5-mile stretch of road to repair winter storm damage, Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. There is one-way traffic control with a pilot car. This will delay drivers 20 minutes. On US 395 between Cemetery Road and State Road 167 near Mono City, crews are laying down hot mix asphalt Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. There will be single lane closures and one-way traffic control, and that will also carry a possible 20-minute delay. On 395 between State Road 167, just north of Conway Ranch Road near Mono City, crews are widening the shoulder, lengthening up the chain areas, installing lighting, and rehabbing drainage infrastructure. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. This work will also carry with it a possible 20-minute delay. And there's a lot more projects planned in the works, but currently, that is our Eastern Sierra Now News traffic report. All right, so the weather. It is hot, but we kind of had a nice morning here in Bishop. Currently, it's 95 degrees. The chances of precipitation are 15%. Humidity is 18%, which is rather high. Tomorrow, on Tuesday, it's going to be 100 degrees with a low of 61. Wednesday, 101 degrees with a low of 60. So we're keeping on hanging on those triple digits here in Bishop. Let's move up to Mammoth. Mammoth right now currently is at 72 degrees. Precipitation chances are 15%. Humidity is higher at 25%. Tonight it will be 47 degrees as a low. Tuesday, 79 degrees, getting a little hotter with a low of 48. Wednesday, 80 degrees with a low of 48 again. Very nice in Mammoth. Lucky people hanging out in Mammoth. In Lone Pine, it's 97 degrees currently. Today was a high of 97, so we're hanging on the high right now with a low of 73. Tomorrow is a high of 102 with a low of 73. And Wednesday, a high of 103 with a low of 72. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now News Weather Report. And for our last story, the Bishop Chamber of Commerce is offering a lunch and learn this Wednesday. And as a special plus, I will be in attendance. The time is 12 noon at the Bishop Country Club Golf Course. The price is $20. It includes a meal and a raffle ticket for a free future lunch at the golf course, I am assuming. Program 100% networking this month. 100% networking this month. Everyone present will have a few minutes to describe what's new in their business or organization, a great way to stay or get connected. There is an appreciative RSVP requested. The email is execdir@bishopvisitor.com. That's execdir at bishopvisitor.com. execdir@bishopvisitor.com. That's for the RSVP. And remember, the event is this Wednesday, 7/26 at 12 noon at the Bishop Country Club Golf Course. All right. That's all the news I have for you today. I hope you had a nice start of your week. And I want to encourage you to download the Eastern Sierra Now app and watch our two new videos, Business Matters with Amy Smith and the Memorial Day Arts and Crafts Fair featuring artists from all over the region. I'm Byron Walter. Thank you for tuning in to Eastern Sierra Now News. And Byron out.